Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Hills. Oh, jeez.
Get fucked up. That sounded so hillbilly. I do. I got to take my turmeric.
Your what?
Oh, turmeric's turmeric. Good for you. Turmeric is
vitamin
so...
Vitamin C and zinc.
All. I take all of that. Did you know
yep.
that?
Yep. That's
I take, what's up. I take that. I take some niacin, too.
What's that?
It's good for your...
Prostate?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Heart.
What, niacin? Is that because you do other stuff that's maybe not so good for your heart?
But Blitz, it's one of my secrets. That's one of the secrets why I look tan.
Nice. Oh, shit.
Because it flushes you out?
Mm-hmm. No, for real.
I know.
Niacin.
For real. You get a flush out initially.
Yeah, I know.
You get a flush out, but then that flush out kind of goes to tan.
Some people can't handle it, though.
No. I broke out in hives one time when I took too much.
What kind of high?
Hives, you dumb fuck.
Hives. I thought you said hi. I'm like,
let me turn your camera on.
Hives.
Oh. I'm sure everybody's going to get mad because we're late as fuck.
We were doing a show.
You know.
We were bonding.
Well, we were doing both.
Yeah.
We're like, I feel like I'm having a show off air.
Basically.
I mean, that was kind of a show. I know
it was. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, I was like, man, what should we record? Like, this would be good to record, but then
yeah, but not.
We wouldn't be able to talk. What we, you know,
yeah.
I like the candidness of it all.
Right.
It's very fun to catch up that way.
But it gets exhausting telling the fucking story all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because I've had to tell it to, my entire family is living this story right now.
I know.
And. Let's just answer this and see who this is and get it out of the way. Then I might busy all.
That's probably for the best.
No, let's see who it is.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Are you streaming anywhere right now?
We are now.
We were late. We were late because I was having a fireside chat with Anna. Me and Anna were really fucking bonding.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of getting Anna up to speed on some shit she didn't know, but she kind of needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because Anna, I think we all kind of need to know about each other's personal life just because we're friends.
Absolutely.
You know?
Sure. Yes.
So we're late, but we are on Facebook and YouTube right now, okay?
NBAR.
NBAR. And tomorrow's show, buddy, is only BAR. That's going to be interesting.
Yep.
See you later, buddy. Now, why is everybody calling me?
Where are you at, Bubba?
You're late, man. What the fuck? You know, usually you're on by 10:30, and I swear to God, it was 10:57 before you got there.
Oh, it's him, Terry.
Oh, yes, Terry. Hold on. Terry, hold on.
Mr. Mark, 500 stars. Tickle, tickle.
Don't say a word. Listen to my instruction. Drop the gimmick. Let's just talk normal, you and I, in a positive way. Okay, here we go. In your regular voice.
I'm just calling to say that I've been eating your fast food recommendations for over a decade, from the BK Stacker to the McDonald's Southern Chicken Biscuit and others. And I really enjoyed your chicken sandwich review today. And I would like to request a chicken sandwich review of the Chick-fil-A chicken burger and or the Checkers chicken checker burger, brother.
I'll get to all of them. Have you been playing nice in chat? Blitz, you know, you seem to know that kind of stuff. Has he been playing nice in chat, Blitz?
I think he's been okay.
Yeah, Tampa Terry hasn't been in chat for a couple of days now.
Why did he get...
Tampa Terry.
What's that, Lummy?
Tampa Terry. Maybe it's a Tacoma Terry.
What am I missing here, Lummy?
Might have a different account name now.
Oh.
But he's doing great.
All right, well, is Tacoma Terry being cool? Is he playing nice?
In Hall of Fame, Iggy McGillicuddy said he's doing great.
Because Iggy's on you. You fuck up, Terry, and Iggy's there. He's got his boot on your fucking neck at all times.
Yeah, I know. He's banned me more times than I can count.
So why don't you just play nice with him? Why don't you just learn how to play the Iggy game?
I am, brother. I'm being cool. It's just I have a lot of disabilities, brother. I have high blood pressure. I have I got pre-diabetes now. I'm pre-diabetic. And a couple other things.
Yeah,
but I'm doing my best, brother.
Justin Wood, 5,000 stars. Tickle, tickle.
Thank you.
Snipe, but just
you got snipe. Well, yeah, I mean
it's half the stars.
Yeah, I mean if you threw us another 5,000, then that would snipe. I mean, I'll allow you if you want to throw another 5 on top of that. I'll snipe, but 5,000 doesn't get a sniping in. Takes 10,000. Damn, Terry, you got a half snipe. Some guy fucking, Blitz, he got winged.
Yep.
Not a heart shot. He just got winged. You lost your left shoulder, kid.
Nicked you.
Got a nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
if I was you, brother, I'll tell you what I would do, brother, is I'd be really nice to Iggy McGillicuddy Hall of Famer, brother, because it seems like he's got his boot on your neck there, brother.
Speaking of Alex Jones, he's had to file for bankruptcy.
And let me tell you something, brother. If I was you, I would just be as nice as I possibly can, brother, because there's a lot of moderators, brother, that can put you in timeouts and shit, brother. And they know when you change accounts and make different names, brother. They know. So if I was you, brother, I would stop being the heel, brother, and start being like a babyface, if you know what I'm saying, brother.
Yes, sir. You're right, sir, and that's what I'm doing, brother. I'm doing my best, and I just with my health scare recently, it's made me calm down a lot, brother. And
I'm sorry, brother. And have you ever thought, and at the end of the day, brother, I know you're a lost soul, brother, and you got some health issues, brother. And at the end of the day, I don't know how many really fucking friends you have, brother. And maybe you should really maybe rethink your things there, brother. Where you got a whole Bubba army that would just love to wrap their arms around your brother and be nice to you and be cool with you and accept you into their cool little click, brother, but you're real abrasive and a real cocksucker, brother. Maybe you should change up your mantra a little bit, brother, and try to become a little nicer so the Bubba Army likes you, brother, so that when you die, you at least have the Bubba Army with you, brother. And that, somebody fucking instead, brother, how many people are actually going to attend your shitty-ass funeral, brother, right now, in today's world, brother?
Well, life's not all about having the most people at your funeral, brother.
No, but it's about being like well liked, brother, and a good guy, brother, not a dick, brother. But I guess at the end of the day, if you're dead, doesn't matter if you're a dick or cool.
Yeah,
you're dead.
You're not gonna know.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
what I'm trying to say, Terry, is man, the bad guy heat fucking heel gimmicks is just it's worn out. I want a baby face, Terry. If I could mold the Bubba Army. In the various, look how we've made some subtle changes with Gary.
Yeah, from Terry to Gary.
Yeah, look at Gary gets it. Gary can come in, be a heel, get his heat in, but there's an amount of class and respect about it now. And Gary knows how to play the game. If you could play the game better, Terry, but you come in, you make fun of the girls, you're just a dick most of the time. I don't like people being a dick all the time. I got Blitz to deal with, brother.
I'm working on it, brother. I'm trying to pull the nose up on it, get back on the high road, and
Justin Wood, 5,000 snars. That's a total of 10,000 snars.
Was he the first one?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. See you later, brother. You've been sniped, brother.
We'll miss you, Debbie.
G Change your gimmick up, Terry. Like, for real. Like, that would be refreshing. It'd be like if you called me up and you were like, hey, it's Tampa Terry, and you're like your regular voice.
But
and it was just like,
I've tried. Here's the problem with Terry. I've told him this before. He has some valid points on what he's mad about. And I told him, it doesn't fucking matter. Nobody cares.
Right.
Like, so, like, whatever. Like, okay, you're right. But no one cares, so quit talking about it and bringing it up.
Yeah, so
you're just
like,
trying to stir the shit. Because no one cares.
And, like, nobody cares about what you're mad about.
Even if you're right.
Right. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
You're Tampa Terry.
Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62. Blitz is still a dick. Listen, Tampa Terry.
I love Iggy.
He's like Macho Man. He can't get out of the gimmick.
I love. You're right.
He's too far in now. He's too
deep. He's well, no, but he can. He can get out of it. And I'm going to make him get out of it. And if not, Iggy will just keep his boot on his neck. We're breaking him down. We're trying like it's a wild horse.
Him and Iggy are like best friends.
Yeah, they are, Bubba.
Yeah.
You knew it.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
I got the Dodds.
Iggy's going to, that's going to be his plus one is Tampa Terry.
First of all, that's the most idiotic thing you could have ever said, because Iggy's plus one is going to be his hot girlfriend.
She's pretty cute.
And, yes, and she's cool as fuck.
Someone sent me a picture of her.
And she's slowly kind of transforming into Bubba Army. And so it's disrespectful to even say that he'd bring that dumb fuck with him when he has the beautiful girlfriend that he has.
I've always said that.
So take that back.
I always said that because he said it in chat. Oh.
Well, you know what? Correct yourself, Iggy. That was an idiotic fucking statement, especially when you have the beautiful girl you have. So I expect you, Iggy, to say that was a pretty fucking stupid thing I just said. Or you won't get any pussy tonight.
Hmm.
Mitch the Mark.
And you know that's...
$5 cash.
Thanks, Mitch.
Super Chat. Sorry, Super Chat.
You were just eating Mitch's peanut butter cups.
Mitch, I did just eat a few of your peanut butter cups. Thank you, Mitch. I think Mitch is coming to the party on Friday. I think Tease is going to be here. Reagan, supposedly under control, conscious of what I drink, Reagan.
Just conscious.
Yeah, conscious, Reagan. Mm-hmm. Not a fan, and Big Red.
Yep.
The merch crick. Yeah.
The Nash Brothers?
The Nash Brothers and Hootie as outside dogs.
Okay.
And Creatine Travis and OFF. That's what I got, I think, so far.
I believe since he is doing better, you did say Florida Stanley is allowed to come.
Okay, sure. Okay, yeah. Florida Stanley.
Paralyzed hands and all.
And if it's okay, Ashley and Little Wilbur are going to come before just because
absolutely
it's your
not.
Birthday.
Absolutely.
Fuck that kid.
Yeah.
Well, you're not here, Anna.
Little motherfucker.
Just because he hates you doesn't like you.
Well, listen, on, I don't.
He was fine. I think they made up the other day.
Hold on. Does Little Wilbur not like you?
Well, there was a little incident where.
What do you mean?
It was a big incident.
A couple weeks ago, we met up. And like we were playing around. And
kids
then,
know. Kids are like dogs. They know.
Oh, Blitz and Walker love each other. Like Blitz is great with Walker.
Yeah, and the timing was great because like, I think it was Ani. You were holding him, right?
Yeah, you were holding him first, and then I wanted to hold him, so I was holding him, so and then, he was kind of giggling at me.
So Ani said, "Oh, do you like what you see?"
Because he was like, "Ah!"
And the second she said that, he started bawling,
like real fucking tears.
Yeah,
Bob,
it was bad.
The timing was the best,
and I was just like, "Oh shit!"
Because
you feel so helpless because you're like,
"Nothing. There's nothing you can do."
Man, I really like this kid.
I thought
this
we're reviving,
and right. you take it personal.
Yeah, because
like,
I said, "Do you like what you see?" And he was just like, "Yeah."
I
was like, "Oh no!"
I mean, had the kid just started crying, that's one thing. But she literally said, "Oh, do you like what you see?" And the second she said that, he bawling.
He knows better. He picks up setups better than his dad does.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
His dad misses most high spots. Wilbur hasn't missed a high spot yet.
It was a good one.
And Lummy, I would love more if Ashley could do those little 2-3 minute Wilbur vignettes.
Yeah.
But just pitch the voice down just one less octave.
That was done in editing, right?
Yeah,
it was done. Yeah, it was done in editing.
So you can, like, redo it or, you know, do it different next time.
Justin Wood, 10,000 stars.
Man, I'd love... Oh, thank you, Justin. Nice.
Yeah, no,
I'd love some Wilbur content.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Eat More Coastal, $20 cash. Rip brain damage. Oh, 420.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah,
because it's 420. Today's 420, yeah.
Yep.
Listen, today's 420, that's for rookies. Like, you know,
You gonna celebrate?
No. I mean,
you celebrate every day.
I mean, whatever.
It's 420 then.
I'm gonna celebrate.
Well.
I got some new that I want to try out tonight.
I've been trying out new stuff.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Well, you're different though.
Well, I would say that I've been adding to my existing.
You're not switching around, you're just adding to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've really, what started out as a one thing is now a four, is a five thing. I used to take one thing.
Now you're doing
now
five?
Now I'm up to five.
I think it's way more if we include day and night, right?
No. Well, I mean.
Yeah, you can't add all that. That's not fair.
Let me see here.
We're talking about nighttime.
Oh, okay. Hold on, sorry.
Here. I got a daytime and a nighttime. Day and night.
And the new thing that is like a pretty common thing now for you.
Hold on.
Like daily. Every fucking day.
No, hold on. Hold on. Anna, can you tell? Or like
what you've said.
Oh.
You know, you've told us. I can't tell.
Okay, hold on here.
Dark Match Alec Jones, 880 stars. Twinkle, twinkle.
I've maybe like heard from people that have like run into you, you know, around 4 or 5 p.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That maybe you've added something.
Dr. Dan's Moving Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
I got a three-part series for my day, Blitz, and then I got a five-part series.
Jesus.
I got five things for night. So three for the day and five for night. And I'm dialed in. Like I'm done.
Yeah.
But that's not all that you take in terms of.
No,
like,
I take a lot of, I mean, some, I take niacin and fish oil.
Of course.
And
essentials.
And,
supplements.
Yeah, a Flomax and a.
Like some protein powder.
Protein powder, colon blows, zinc, vitamin D, tunic.
Tunic.
Whatever it's called. What is it? Tunic. You know what I'm saying. Tunic. Milk thistle.
You take that Tudka, that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tudka.
Tudka and turmeric. Turmeric.
Yeah, no, it's T-U-D-U-C.
Tudka. Yeah, yeah, yeah. T-U-D-C-A.
Apple cider vinegar.
Oh, that's
pills.
Good.
ACV.
Justin Wood, 1,000 stars.
What's that one thing? That shit. For your joints that I take.
Is it, it's not turmeric?
No. They're these big motherfuckers. I forget.
Huh. CoQ or whatever it is.
I don't know.
Curcumin.
CoQ10.
Yeah, CoQ10.
No, it's fuck.
Oh, shit.
Osteobiflex?
Calcium?
No, osteobiflex.
Okay, yeah.
Osteobiflex. Yeah. Oh, in the morning, my hand, it's a handful. I should maybe videotape it.
I was just about to say, take us through your day. Well, I mean, what you can show.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Get ready with me. Those videos are very popular.
You should see, I have a whole regiment. So I take a I take a shower, and then I spend a certain amount of
go
time.
Go to sleep with me.
Getting ready. You know, like I do my hair. I got a certain way I do my hair. And then I got a certain way I put my lotion on. And then I brush my teeth.
You know what you should do?
And then I shave. I always shave every morning, like not my goatee, but I shave around my goatee.
You know what you should do, Bubs?
I do my nose hairs. I do my ears. What, Bubs?
2, 4, 6. So like you take us through your 2, 4, 6, and you film until the last possible conscious moment.
Till the recorder runs out of memory.
Like, hey, it's Bubba, and you know
and
what?
Time stamp it.
A lot of people have asked me, hey,
Fry
you know what? Just want to let you know it's about 6:20, and as you can see, I'm in bed, and it's dark. Because I have my windows tinfoiled, and you can see above me, there's the mini split unit that Travis put in, and as you can see, it's set at 61, and then my fan over here says 63, and here's my nightstand, and so I feel as if I'm about ready to pass out.
Right.
It's 6:25, and so I'm going to say goodnight, everybody.
Right.
And then so the 2 o'clock could show me eating.
Of course, which is what everybody wants to see. Mostly me.
But usually, Anna, like, I'll eat like 5 meatball. Like yesterday, I had 4 tacos.
Okay, nice. And that's why you're so gassy.
Hard shell, right?
Hard shell. I had 4 hard shell tacos. That's it.
Just the meat and the cheese, and that's all you like, right?
Meat,
some ketchup.
No, hold on. No.
We've been through this.
Cheese. Mm-hmm. Meat.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Okay.
Lettuce.
Yep.
Onion.
Mm.
Ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Salsa.
Okay.
Had 4 of those.
Nice.
Had them exactly at 2 o'clock. Then at 4:15, I took my nighttime regiment, which consists of 5 things, which I don't think I can show. I mean, I don't want to. Well, here's the deal. I don't want people knowing, quite frankly.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
could be taking Fred Flintstone vitamins with a fucking melatonin kicker.
Sure.
I mean, you know, who's to say it's illicit?
Right.
Please.
Exactly.
I got fucking paperwork on
Tunic.
All this. I got paperwork on all this shit.
Yep.
For real.
I know.
I got paper. Literally, the cops could raid my apartment. Well, I probably wouldn't go to jail. I mean, blitz all my guns. None of my guns. I mean, the guns that I have may look illicit. I mean, like, I got 2 AR-15s and something like, but, you know, it's not illegal.
Mm-mm.
A lot of times they'll try to make you a weirdo if you have too many guns.
Of
like,
course.
Fuck you.
Or if they're like gold plated or something.
No, but like, you know, like oftentimes, like if you would get in trouble and they would raid your place and they would bring out these guns. Now, you own these guns legally. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you've never been in trouble and never been a felon or never had your gun rights taken away, you could fucking own 1 million guns.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter. But they always try to spin you as a weirdo if you own a lot of guns.
Or he had, you know, X amount of ammo. Can you believe all the ammo? What was he going to do with all that ammo?
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Blitz is a motherfucker.
Yes, I am.
And Blitz is the first guy you want to be your friend when there's some shit going down. But I'll tell you what Blitz is not. He's not a fucking school shooter.
No.
He's not anybody that's going to go on a mass shooting spree or anything like that. No. He's a guy that is a gun enthusiast, then loves guns and knows a lot about guns and has a lot of ammo. But if for some reason, Blitz, you know, you got hemmed up on some shit, they're like, man, he had 26,000 rounds of .223. Like, really?
Right.
Who fucking cares?
I bought it because it was easy to get back in 2006, 2007,
and
it was going to go up in price, so I went and bought
it. But that they would not spin it as, you're just a gun enthusiast. They'd be like, he had enough ammo to kill, you know, the entire Bank of America building. Motherfucker, he's a gun enthusiast.
Yeah.
He's been buying ammo for years.
Mm-hmm.
He has those big fucking ammo lockers.
Yeah, it's called a closet full.
Yeah. But Blitz, they would spin you as a motherfucking weirdo.
Oh, he'd be a domestic terrorist.
And even though, Blitz, I think that you do, I'm not trying to get into your business, but I think that you got like some silencers and shit.
But they're all legal.
No, hold on. You didn't let me finish. I think you got some silencer and shit.
Yep.
But I know that you have all the tax stamps and all the you have it all buttoned up.
Yep.
You're that guy.
He's got the papers.
He's got but they would spin that too.
Paddock.
They wouldn't say motherfucker had 4 silencers and 4 pieces of paperwork to go with them. No, they go, and of the 37 short-barreled rifles that he had, 4 were silenced. Yeah. That's right.
What was he planning to do with those?
He'd visit the airport every other day.
We looked at him. He knew.
That would be kind of creepy. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just see, but it's his thing. I get it.
Blitz,
I know him, but he's kind of creepy.
Like, listen to this. Blitz isn't the best guy in the world. I mean, you're fucking him. But listen to this. You could creep Blitz out like the cops.
Oh, yeah.
The feds could completely have him framed up as the next Unabomber.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Meanwhile, he's done nothing wrong, but they're like, he also used to know all of the aviation records of TIA.
TPA.
He stops planes every day. Every plane.
He
knows where it is. He knows where John Travolta is at every fucking moment.
He had an extensive record of aviation
records. Tons of ammo.
Records.
60 guns.
Yes. And he worked.
And way too many houseplants.
Don't forget, I have an explosives license as well.
He loves fireworks.
And he worked as part of the... He actually found a job where he could work on the glide slope of one of the arriving.
And
men.
Worst of all,
Bubba the Love
Sponge. It was
sponge.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
And found in his car.
What a commie bastard.
Fun. Yeah.
He thought he was in some kind of army.
But here's the deal.
All his shirts had army on them.
If they would pull us, like if they would happen to raid us, based on how close we are to the airport and being on the glide slope, and with what you got in your trunk, they'd probably arrest us right now.
Yeah, helps
it's all legal, man.
Brian Payne, 500 stars.
No, but Blitz, you know, just on how you live your life, they could make you a creepo.
Sure. Actually, there was one day, like months ago, there was like a cool plane that was going to land. So, it was like around like one. So, and we were getting out of here. I'm like, oh, it'd be cool to stop
Justin
by there.
Justin Wood, 10,000 stars.
Did he just start a gay party? Is it a gay rocket ship?
He completed it.
I saw the gay rocket ship.
Yeah, we completed it.
That was complete. All right, Blitz, so you knew because you know the planes that are coming in.
Yeah. And it wasn't anything spectacular. Blitz. It was like something cool.
No, but you're like,
see.
Oh, I bet I can shoot that down if I wanted to. Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
Wow, that's over the line.
Way inappropriate.
Kenneth Kimberlin's right about you.
Jeez.
So there was this plane. There was this A-59 or 39er coming in, and you've probably.
Don't read it. Don't read it yet.
What? I'm not reading. I can't
read. Don't
read
it, Anna. Anna.
We're going to go over it in a minute.
Okay. You're running a little Dan Diaco today, okay?
Because I started reading?
Yeah, calm down, Dan.
Back it down, Dan.
Sorry.
Oh, come on, Dan.
No,
back
so
it,
like,
Dan, back it down,
don't call me that.
Danielle, back Danielle. It down.
So Danielle. I remembered like that for some reason that day I like had a trunk full of stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to go. Like, even though it was perfectly fine, like there's nothing wrong, but I'm like, you know what? If there's some reason why they stopped me, I was like, I'm going to be answering questions for days.
Yeah,
like,
oh, well, you work where? I work at 5021. Oh, you do? And so did you know that you,
who's your boss?
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Okay, oh, you're going.
You're hitting the deck. Yeah. Yeah. They're fucking eating cement.
Yeah. Michael Casalito, $99.99 super chat.
Now, and Blitz,
airport
forget.
Security does stop every now and then. Hey, what are you doing? I just say, oh, there's a cool plane coming. Oh, okay, cool, no problem.
Now, Blitz, don't forget you got to fix my next gen. My arrow.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I'm planning on being here all day today.
No, is that going to be an all day deal?
Oh yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I'm going to have to probably rewire that whole thing. That's all right. That's why I asked if I could borrow the bike, because I'm going to I want to get some exercise around here.
And of course you can, buddy. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, you can borrow that anytime you want.
I'm just going to ride it out around here just so I get some exercise.
Whatever, buddy. Fuck, ride it wherever you want.
Yeah, ride it by the FBI building.
I think I'm going to.
Now, FBI building still scares me to go over there.
That's cool.
And listen, federal government, don't you think you guys could have bought, don't you think you could have been a little bit more easier on the budget than this big fucking building that's
big,
right on the
castle?
I mean, Blitz, that real
a
estate.
Castle on the water?
That real estate, it's right on the water. I mean, that real estate alone could be for condos. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Where the FBI building
God.
Is.
It's like 15, 20 million.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, listen, while we're running, we were late today because we were all in the green room. And
yeah, fucking.
Just.
Whoa.
We were verbally fucking, I think.
We were.
Yeah.
We were verbally fucking.
We were.
And I was getting into some of my personal life with Blitz pretty much knows all of this
because
he's my friend and we talk. Mommy, I don't think you knew a lot of it, did you?
Bits and pieces.
Some of it's fairly easy to figure out, but there's other details.
There.
Anna got to know some of the details, but can you see just like how, and I got to come in here every day with a happy face and try to keep the show happy and bright and funny. Anyway, but man, personally,
you had a lot of shit on your plate.
I'm going through some shit. I really am going, and all too often I get so many. And this is so sweet, and I'm so honored when people tell me this, but. A lot of times people tell me, Bubba, the show got me through my lowest point of my life.
I've heard a lot of people tell me that.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
I mean, this is like I was going through a divorce or I was going through, a health scare or I lost my mom or.
Homer Jugarabu is a guy that keeps dropping 10,000 stars.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Thank you, Homeless.
Thank you.
I didn't want to.
We were having a great.
That fucker's starring it up.
Yeah. He is. I love that guy. And so a lot of times, and this is like one of the coolest things ever, people have told me many a times through Facebook Messenger or in real life or email or just text or tweet or whatever, like, listen, I was going through the lowest point of my life and the show, being able to turn my buddy Clint Grubbs was going through a really tough time a few years ago when he was having his arm infections and he just was going through a very tough time. He was like, man, the one thing I looked forward to was turning the show on and knowing that I could get, you know.
I was going to laugh my ass off for 4 hours.
Or at least just, you know, take my mind off of the bullshit I'm going through.
Yep.
Through escapism.
Through your guys' bullshit, I can escape my bullshit. But all too often, and I'm kind of going through this scenario right now, and thank you, everybody, that's giving so so
graciously
today. But I'm personally going through some big time
shit. I know. And I can tell it's weighing heavy on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and I'm trying my hardest to
and I think you're doing good.
You know, keep my mouth shut, to keep it off the air,
and pretend like everything's fine.
Pretend like everything's fine. But deep down, man, I've been as depressed as I've ever been in my life.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like.
Yeah, it's heavy what you're going through.
It's just, and I feel like it's so not fair.
Neil Montpazier, 1999.
What did he say?
Neil Montpazier, 1999.
What was the comment?
Say my name right, Lemmy. I just did. I nailed it.
Did you?
But, you know, I feel, and you guys know a little bit more of the backfill now, and I just feel like this is so fucked up. Like, you know, yes. The majority of my issues that I've had in life, I have been self-inflicted, or at least I had a lot to do with it. You know, even the Hogan sex tape, I'm not completely, I don't have clean hands on that. You know, the ratings shit, I don't, although I wish everybody knew the true story, you never will, but I don't have complete clean hands on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Johnny, you know, I'm certainly not Johnny Victim, trying to play Johnny Victim here.
Mm-hmm.
But on this particular scenario, I don't know what I did necessarily wrong. I don't know. I'm just like, really? Like, we're going through all of this because of that? Like, to me, it just seems like, it seems like it's very petty. In the overall scheme of life and appreciating your family while you still have them around, you know, like, I just feel so
defeated. I think
thrown away. Like, I feel like a piece of shit, and I'm being treated like a piece of shit. And I didn't do anything to be treated this way at all. You guys know the whole story front ways and back. Did anything I do warrant what's the penalty I'm paying?
No.
No.
That's the sad part.
It's just like, I'm so tired of being thrown away. Just, I'm always the first person that gets thrown to the fucking curb. When realistically, I mean, I'm the first person that has always stepped up. In this particular situation, I'm the one person that has stepped up I am the person that has kept everything going. So anyway, I just am very, very thankful, because really at the end of the day, the only people that are really loyal to me are you guys, my friends, the Merch Crick, and my and portions of my family.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bubba Army is just so, it's such a finite amount of good, good people. Not a million, but there's just such great people. If you listen to the show and you're part of the show and you interact with the show and you know about the show, like, you're not just kind of a casual listener, but you're really entrenched into the program.
Mm-hmm.
You're the absolute salt of the earth, and you guys are what keep me going. Your generosity. So anyway, there's the behind the scenes of the behind the scenes. And Blitz, it would be great to tape that shit. We need to do it more often, but I just feel so, as soon as the tape goes on, then we change.
Oh no, we can't. I mean, you couldn't have said, that's the thing is, like, I think about it. I'm like, man, I wish we could tape this. But like, if tape was rolling, we wouldn't say what we said. Or you know, like today, you wouldn't be able to.
I should though.
Ed Kelly, 1999 Super Chat.
But I can't win. But I can't win. And it's just like, this is the last thing I'm going to say, is when is somebody going to stick up for me? When does this person that's hurting me so much say, I'm not going to accept you saying that about my dad. Because I think maybe I'm being very narcissistic, but I think in the overall scheme of things, I'm a pretty fucking good dad. I think I might be one of the best dads of any dad that I know. A very unconventional dad, very, very unconventional. But I think that's somewhat what gives me my dad uniqueness.
Sure.
I know this, that if I was a boy, and I was raised by Doug Klim, but if I had been raised by me and got to do some of the cool things that I have provided for my son, I'd be like, fuck, that's pretty cool, dad.
D's nuts, $9.99 super chat.
I mean, Blitz, you know my dadness. You know my dad, my dad timeline. I mean, I think I did some pretty cool shit. I mean, I think it was pretty cool for me to be your dad. I know maybe the sex tape might get a little awkward at times, but that's just my dad being my dad. So anyway, you guys really aren't helping me dance here, so I guess maybe I'm not supposed to take care of
it. Chime in without saying more, you know?
Right.
We can't really disclose too many more details.
I think we have.
If I was a boy.
But here's the problem, okay? I'm now going to catch a whole bunch of shit over just this little bit of monologue here. I'm now going to be perceived as, you know, the bad guy because I have talked just about this in the tiniest, vaguest of terms. I've spoken.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And now that'll be spun as bad, too. It's amazing how...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
How cool it is to be part of the show until it's not. My family and people close to me greatly benefit the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Joe greatly benefits you 90% of the time. But when the show is about you sometimes in family strife, then all of a sudden I'm the bad guy. But when you need it, you know, when you're happy to reap benefits, Blitz, there are a ton of benefits that come with, you know, being, I got a lot of hookups. So whatever.
I want you to read this letter.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad we had that letter because I need the letter to get out of this fucking vortex I'm in.
Well, you're gonna love. You're gonna love this.
All right. Let me just answer these phone calls. Okay. And let me apologize to my family that I've already.
Yeah, especially you, Tara. How dare you?
I don't ever. I will fucking shoot you if you say a bad word about her.
No,
that's
she is my fucking rock. She is the best.
That's my fucking rock. Her and my stepdad are my fucking rock.
And my mom.
And your mom.
And you might as well throw in the crick.
Don't forget your mom.
Oh, yeah, JD Cakes.
No, them titties.
Oh, yeah. Them titties abound.
The heavy-ass titties.
Hello. Yeah,
not the merch crick, his mom.
Yo, Bubba.
Merch crick's got heavy titties.
Yeah, she does, too.
I tend to be with chicks with heavy titties. Hello.
Bubba.
Yeah. Turn them off.
It's Blitz's favorite guy. I think
this is Lummy's favorite guy.
I love Alan. Alan's
Alan,
a man.
Alan, how are you, Alan? I haven't heard from you from a while.
It's been bad. You should call him more often.
You and I have been, working on something, and you kind of disappeared.
I wanted to play some Theater of the Mind with you for the Bubba Army. Been working on it. I know I just actually got off with our third leg of the triumvirate, if you would say. Mm-hmm. I've got about another... What you got the first time, two times that done. Do you want to get everything as we do it, or do you just want to get through it at the end?
No, just give it to me in the way you complete it. Like when you get a section done, get it to me.
In chunks.
Oh, so you want tranches of it. You don't just want to do the whole, I almost said a word. You don't want just to see it at the end.
No, you know, as a matter of fact,
he wants main chunks of it.
I don't know.
Keep him informed, but don't give him all the little small minutiae. Like, oh, by the way, I called this guy today, and it was like no big deal.
You know what? Ask the third party what he thinks I would want.
Third leg, Greg.
Because I think that he would have a better. I mean, he knows me. That guy knows me better than anybody.
Yeah, he said he thought it would be better. When I sent you that first part, was just to see the vision of where we were going.
Yeah,
and
so at this point,
it
man,
might
just
be
keep
better to just hold off so you can see the entire thing in its entirety of the first.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Love you, and tell your wife. More pictures.
I think would you agree that the Bubba Army will love what we're working on?
I think so. I do, and I think the Bubba Army would like that ass shot you sent me of your wife. Whoa.
How about them titties? You seen them yet?
No, I haven't got to titties
yet.
What
the fuck?
Let's call Cave. He's got them.
Yeah.
Alan, I'm working to a titty shot, buddy.
He'll text you. Let me later. Don't worry.
It was a nice ass, though, right?
Did yeah. I mean, Alan. Alan, so far, so good. I mean, we're 10 for 10 on the ass. I need to see the titties.
Oh, we drink and we drink and we drink and we drink. Go and we drink and we drink.
All right, Alan.
Man. All right, Alan, man.
Love you.
Good man.
Hello.
Thank God there's no call screener. Nobody got through. Jesus Christ. These guys are really... Really?
You'd be the first one to go.
Yeah, you're willing.
I know, I would be. I'd hang up on myself, too. Yeah. Hang up on myself.
How you doing, Iggy McGillicuddy, HOF?
I'm doing okay. Now, listen.
And you can take, at this time, you can profusely apologize to the stupid statement that you made, that Tampa Terry would ever be your plus one because your beautiful girlfriend will beat the fucking shit out of you. And I wouldn't allow, and quite frankly, I hate to be a dick, but I wouldn't allow you, if you were still dating that girl... I wouldn't allow you to bring anybody else but her, you buffoon.
Okay, well, first of all, I didn't say that, so fuck you, Lummy, for even saying that I did.
Hold on. Whoa.
Hold on.
You have said that many times in the past.
You have said that in the past.
You were going to bring him last year.
In the past.
Before her, I said that.
Yeah, so I agree with you. Say it again, Lummy. I mean, say it again, Iggy. Fuck you, Lummy, you embellisher.
Fuck you, Lummy, fucking embellishing bastard.
Oh, I said was that Iggy's talk, because Blitz said Iggy and Tampa Terry were best friends, and I said, yeah, he wanted to bring him the barb. Wanted to bring him to Barb is what you said.
You made it sound like I just said it.
Yeah, you did, Lummy. You did, Lummy.
That was fucking Caribou Lou that said that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Not Lawrence.
What else we got, HOFer?
I got four rings. I'm potentially gonna have five rings. Would it be possible at all for me to change my call out to Iggy the Jobber rather than fucking Hall of Famer? Because it doesn't sit right with me.
No, Iggy McGillicuddy, okay. HOF. Right. That's what I want. Okay. I mean,
what your fucking name is?
Because that's what your fucking name is. Because you're not a jobber. You're HOF. You're the fucking. You're the most difficult to deal with. Why can't you just accept your royalty?
You got 45 days until you can change your name to Iggy the fucking Jobber.
If you change yourself, if you change yourself to Iggy the Jobber, I'm gonna do some stuff you're not gonna like. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But so here's my point. Here's my point. Every industry needs jobbers. Otherwise, how do you get guys that are over it without the jobbers? You got to have jobbers, right? You got jobbers that keep the.
But you also got the upper echelon that have established themselves as Hall of Fame, and that's you too. You're the only motherfucker. Can you imagine if there was a guy getting inducted to the Hall of Fame and he's like, you know what? I don't even want to be. I just want to be the guy that fucking runs the chain crew down here. Fuck it.
That's right. Just give me
I want to be the punter. I want to be the third string punter. I don't want to be the Hall of Famer. I want to be a third string punter on the practice squad. God, you're so flawed. Man. You do have PTSD, you stupid fuck. God.
Mm-hmm. Christ, you're right. So it makes you wonder why this girl wants to be with me at all, right?
Yeah.
That's what I say every day.
I'm going to tell that hot girl from the big titties to get her fucking track shoes on and get to running. Get the fuck out of here while you can.
And her new 470. She's not running anywhere yet with them 475s bolted on.
Man, I can't wait to see those. Oh.
Are they Diacos?
Oh, there we go.
She just got new Diacos.
No way.
She just got brand new 475s. Yeah.
Can I ask how old she is?
She's like 35.
62.
She's nuts.
No, she's. I think
she said age, not IQ.
Yeah, ask about age.
Iggy, what is
social media? So stop asking me fucking questions. No, you're not going to see a picture of her. Fuck you. No, just leave me alone.
Okay, buddy. All right.
I had someone I asked.
You just terminated yourself.
So I'm about 35.
She's 35 with brand new titties.
Nice.
Iggy.
Titties.
Iggy. Hold on. Listen to this, Iggy. When you throw 375s on a hot chick, shit changes. So
he said 400 or something.
Yeah, he said 475.
I mean,
Jesus
when
Christ.
When you put 475s on a hottie, you better fucking tighten that rope up, buddy.
Woo! Yeah, Nana, you met her before.
Because Mama
you met her.
Mama had nice titties before. She's getting ready. She just pumped up the volume. Pump up the jam. Pump up the volume. I got to read this letter, and I'm getting too many phone calls. After this one, I will be putting everything on hold. Who's this?
Hey, Bubba, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hey, by the way, used to listen to you on B96 in Chicago, Illinois.
Wow.
Where you used to, talk to the freaking moms of the girls that would call that were like 13.
I know, there would be like a 13-year-old. I'd like to hear some new kids on the block. I'd be like, that's great. I'll play it for you now, step by step. But what's your mom? Where's she at? She's at downstairs.
Yeah,
put her on the phone.
They would get on the phone. That's what's crazy. Yeah, and so I had a question for you that I don't know if you want to talk about, but it's been kind of bugging me a little bit concerning the sex tape.
I probably can't talk about it, but go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, that's a dumb question, but you know how you gave away the rights because you wanted to kind of absolve yourself from...
Yeah, I mean, the minute Hogan tried to sue me, I'm like, I don't want to have anything to do with this. I want to prove to society that I'm not in on this, so I'm signing over all rights to this tape to you because this thing's going to ruin my life, and I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Hall of Famer, Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62, Super Chat.
If you didn't give away the rights, would you have been able to receive some of that cash settlement?
I don't know. I do not know. I don't think so because the cash settlement was the damages and invasion of privacy and all of that. So I don't think that the who owns the tape really mattered on any of the amount of money. It was more of the damage that the tape had did. So which goes on to show you, like, I don't want it. I didn't want anything to do with that fucking thing, and that thing ruined my was the beginning of the unraveling of my life.
And my last question is for Blitz, because he's been with you for so long. What did he kind of know during that time? Like, did he?
I wasn't
he
around.
Knows all the.
I wasn't around during that time.
He wasn't around.
Oh, I got you.
He wasn't around from that point.
So nobody was that was working for you right now.
No, nope.
Wow. Okay, that's great. Yeah, I was just curious if what Blitz's comment was on that and how if he had any insight or...
Yeah, no, I wasn't
on, on our YouTube channel, I spoke about it with Pat. Was it Tom and Dan. They were on my show one time, and I think that's one of the most extensive times I broke it down.
It was an hour and a half.
Yeah, maybe we should repurpose that, Lemmy. I don't know. Maybe we should. This is how we're going to end the program today. Blitz, you're going to have to... No, when we end the program, we just walk away here, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kenneth Kimberlin, who's our first... Now, mind you, we have two stalkers. We got Kenneth Kimberlin.
Yep.
And we got Crackhead Calvin. Now, I think Crackhead Calvin has gone quietly away.
Yeah.
I think the state potentially might be charging him with stuff. Like, he may have to repay us for our gate and some of the shit he did, to some of the damage that he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think the state attorney is going, potentially they could be prosecuting him. I don't know, but he seemed to have gone away.
That's all we want.
That's great. If they pick up charges, that's on them. I'll cooperate, but I'm not going to, you know, sit here and, you know, champion. I could care less. But I mean, hey, Blitz, I mean, if you had to write me an $1,800 check for the damage you did for my gates, that wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Let you be able to.
I had to mess with it today because of that.
Yeah. So that was stalker number two, Crackhead Calvin. Anna, both stalkers like you. Has anybody thought about this? Bet nobody has. We didn't have stalkers until Anna got here.
Oh, thanks a lot, Anna.
And they both reference you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Anna, Anna, you bring the crazy out.
That's true.
I mean, for real. But you've been with the show 1,000 years. We didn't have motherfuckers showing up writing letters to the judge and naming Anna Hump.
I used to be normal before she got here.
Right, true.
That's, yeah.
You used to be a very positive person with no guns.
Oh, shut
positive.
The fuck up.
Yep. Blitz was positive person with no guns, didn't like planes.
That's not true.
That's true. It is. I was completely normal.
He hated planes. Planes suck.
Yep.
Planes and plants.
Didn't like guns. They were evil. Planes sucked.
My pussy made you like planes.
My pussy made you like planes and guns.
Yeah.
My pussy.
Fly away and shoot people.
My pussy.
Yeah, but apparently his penis has special powers.
Now, when you're doing,
I got a glow about me.
Do you you refer to said body part as that?
During coitus?
During foreign?
Colloidus?
While you're foreign. Do you say
the P word? I usually don't say anything about that.
Have you mentioned the P word while you are foreign?
No.
Okay, no.
That's not really my style.
So the very first weirdo.
Thought they had a problem with it. Was, no.
The very first weirdo to come along was Kenneth Kimberlin.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenneth Kimberlin was a former police officer who shot somebody.
Sheriff deputy to be.
He was a Pinellas County sheriff.
Yeah.
He's got two in the bag and eight to go.
And he shot somebody and he was cleared by the agency, but eventually let go.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got hired on with, I think, Largo.
I believe so.
Largo, Pinellas Park, Kansas City, something like that, but I think it's Largo.
Mm-hmm.
And he had another police officer shooting him, a police officer shooting somebody. And he was cleared on that one, but they were like, we need to get rid of this guy. And you know, because agencies just don't, I mean, they don't mind their cops blasting people when it's, but you know, like.
Just can't be willy-nilly shooting people. Yeah,
so
it's a bad look.
So then he no longer was a cop, and he starts dabbling in meth and all kinds of bad shit.
Yep.
And this guy, now hold, mind you, the guy's name's Kenneth Kimberlin. I've never spoke about him.
He obviously has like other mental problems too.
Right.
Yeah.
Now
that sucks.
I'd never, prior to Kenneth Kimberlin having a problem with me, I had never had a problem with this guy.
You had no idea who he was.
Even during his two police officer involved shootings that was covered by the news,
I never
talked about him.
Nope.
Because I always try to take a pro Leo approach. So if a cop got hemmed up, I just don't talk about it.
Yeah, right. It wasn't like a big news story anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in the news, but not like a big story.
So out of nowhere, this guy's been in and out of jail for a while now, and while he was in jail last year. He would write the judge these letters. And all this started with him writing the judge these letters saying that Bubba the Love Sponge is taping his life and broadcasting it on a website called BubbaRawl.com. And like he just somehow got fixated on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have, while in jail or something, listened to the show and he would pick up on certain things.
Yep.
And he picked up on, I have a co-host named Anna Hummel.
Mm-hmm.
And so he listens to the show. I don't know how he listens to the show, but he obviously listened to the show last time he was in jail, and that was his initial problem. So Kenneth Kimberlin gets out of jail, and he shows up to the building. And the merch crick's out there, and she is former law enforcement, and she's talking to him. Doing a pretty good job, too.
Oh, yeah.
Lummy's running for his life. He's scared.
He was hiding behind a truck.
I was checking air pressure.
And
he to get out.
Blitz immediately comes out, and Blitz looks like he's ready to shoot him. But Blitz engages Kenneth Kimmerlin and explain. Now, I'm on the air with the Diaco kids. We're doing an after show, and the Diaco kids, Nick and Bella Diaco, are here, and I'm catching bits and pieces as to what's happening out front, and Blitz tells me, don't come out here. Don't come out here, because it will set him off. We're out here. We called the police. You just stay on the air. And I also felt a certain obligation to not go out there and to stay here and protect the kids, so to speak.
Right.
I have a gun in here. First of all, Kenneth Kimberlin's not going to get by Blitz.
Mm-mm.
Okay, let's just know that. Merch Crick strapped. Blitz is triple strapped. So there's just no way. Blitz, I mean, you know, there's no way Kenneth Kimmerlin was going to shoot his way into the building.
No.
But I felt as if I needed to stay here. Because, I mean, what was kind of transpiring outside could be very scary to kids.
Absolutely.
I mean, right? They're like, man, we went to the Bubba show and fucking...
We didn't want them to worry about anything.
Right.
So we just kind of kept on.
So he shows up here. He makes all these threats. I mean, I probably have... you know, some of them on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
He makes some of the threats. He tells Merch Crick that he's going to put two in my neck and appreciate air while I can.
Mm-hmm.
Still breathe it.
And he knows how to, like, make threats without them being an actual threat.
Right.
Kind of dance right around the legal limits.
Mm-hmm.
So, cops get here late. We fill out reports. He didn't have a license tag on his car. And then he makes the biggest fuck up of all. It's one thing to have a problem with me. In fact, I mean, you can do pretty much anything to me.
And no one will care.
Nobody will give a fuck.
Right.
I mean, even when a jury of my peers find me not guilty, I'm still guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm the bad guy. So, Kenneth Kimmerlin then says, Sheriff... Bob Gutierrez, whatever, how is his name?
Gualtieri,
who is like a two, maybe going on a three-term sheriff over in Pinellas County, who was the under-sheriff under Jim Coates for the longest time, who is by all accounts very well-liked, very well, I mean, you don't end up being a three-term sheriff and you're not well-liked. The community likes the guy. He's a good sheriff. I have no problem with him. I think he's a good sheriff. I lived in Pinellas County, for 20 years, and I support Sheriff Bob, and I like him. Well, supposedly there's this rule where you cannot file a false police report against the sheriff.
Well, you can't file a false police report against anybody.
But accelerate that when you
correct
when your police report is that the sheriff is touching his children.
Yeah.
That really will get you fucking hemmed up pretty quick.
Well, that, yep. Like, you know, they have to go out and interview it just to make
sure, right.
You know, so they know they're wasting their time, but they have to because somebody filed a report.
So Kenneth Kimmerlin files a report with the Children Department Services that Sheriff Bob Gualtieri is touching his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Children Department of Services knows that he's the sheriff and knows this isn't happened, but they still got to go out. Talk to the kids, and a lot of kids are like, what? What are you talking about? This is my dad. He's a normal dad. He's just Sheriff Bob, whatever. Talks to the wife, talks to the sheriff, and this.
Nothing there at all.
This really pisses the sheriff off, because as a man, mind you, he's the fucking sheriff, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's the highest lawman in the entire county.
Of a big county, too, not just some little pissant.
Yeah, you know, like maybe the third or fourth largest county in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so this isn't like just, you know, Johnny Construction. Now, when you accuse Johnny Construction Worker of touching his kids, you're a fucking piece of shit. That's the worst thing that you can say about a man. That's the worst thing that you can say about a man, that he's touching his kids, especially when he's not. Now, if a man is touching his kids.
Yeah.
Now, listen, if a father is touching your kid, throw the fucking book at him,
sure.
buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not saying that.
Yeah, throw the fucking book at him. But... if you're a smart ass and you're going to file a false police report, of all things, man, you're going to accuse a man of being a child toucher of his own. Fuck you, buddy. So that pissed Sheriff Bob off beyond means, and Sheriff Bob has the means to find your ass. Like I said, Blitz, you know, if you would have said, you know, anybody, that's the worst person you can make a false police report on.
So dumb.
So Sheriff Bob goes, he sends the motherfucking boys after him.
The marshals.
He calls the federal marshals up and said, yeah, I know he's, you know, making false statements to Bubba and trying to kill Bubba. That's great. We can get him on that bullshit. But we're going to get him on filing a false police report of child touching on the goddamn sheriff. Full steam ahead. Mm-hmm. So Bob sends out, I don't know how many units. They find this Kenneth Kimberlin quickly, within a day or two. And I don't see Kenneth Kimberlin going, I don't see him doing any less than 3 years. He's a habitual offender.
Well, just
he
from
violated
that.
Probation. Just from that what now?
So remember, just from that charge so far, they let him out.
For the Sheriff Bob?
Yeah, they let him out for that.
But then he violated, right?
He had an ankle bracelet monitor, had to check in, do all this. Well, he cut off his bracelet within like the first day and, you know, didn't check in and, you know, absconded. So that's why they went and got him. And that's why he's in jail now, because right. They let him out.
Well, and so what I'm saying is he violated probation
mm-hmm.
and while on, you know, while pending.
No, that was the,
that, oh, that was the final verdict.
Yeah.
So,
but either way, he violated.
And he's habitual.
Yeah.
You know, multi-time offender. So I think that he's going to probably be in a state penitentiary for at least 3 years. What do you think?
Two,
three?
I'm going to say they're going to give him 3 to 5, and he'll end up serving like a year and a half or two.
18 months?
Unless he does something else.
So Blitz keeps up on this fucker.
Yeah, every now and then I just look into it.
And Blitz, you know, Blitz knows where to get the public records, and Blitz just knows. That's the new T-shirt.
He just fucking knows.
He just knows how to get this shit.
I know. Mm-hmm.
So this is the late Blitz, and Blitz. This is about a month old.
Yeah, it just posted recently.
Right, right. But the Kenneth Kimberlin wrote a letter to Judge. Levy?
Yeah, Nancy Mote Levy. Or Lay, sorry.
Lay, okay. So he likes to write letters to the judge.
That, he writes the court a lot, asking for records and asking for different things, and they all get returned that say you sent them to the wrong people.
So on March 18th, he writes the following to Nancy Mote Lay.
Yep, she's the judge in this
case. She's the judge in this case. Judge Mote Lay, I was evaluated by Dr. Parman recently, and I understand that the Pate hearing scheduled for your court on 3/15/22 at 0830 hours may require certain individuals to testify on my behalf if the court will permit it.
So they made him take a psych evaluation.
Right.
And then they had, after that, they have to have a hearing, so that's what this is referring to.
I work in a recording studio, although mostly remote from my
with my coworkers.
Sound engineer. Oh,
well, yeah.
What the is, third.
This is
sound engineer.
Three
on a Hummel.
Wow.
Informant technology.
Information technician.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't read it. Information it's technician. Three. Colton Rasmussen.
Michael Cosolito, 99.99, right. Super Chat.
Now, I think he means the Colton that worked here, but he didn't know his last name, so he just used Rasmussen. He just picked the name Rasmussen.
Yeah, who wasn't even here when he came by.
And production manager, J.D. Acco.
J.D. Acco, the production manager?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that, Bobs.
Anna, Colton, yeah. And Jay were in observance of me on 11/11/21 and 11/12/21, the day prior and the day of my arrest. And they have agreed to testify about what they documented and recorded on me on those dates. Blitz, is this guy fucking insane?
Obviously.
I forgot to tell you I was going to do this, Bob's.
Yeah.
Anna? Oh, sorry. But can I go testify?
She needs a few days off.
No, but I'm going to have to maybe take that raise away because I didn't know you were moonlighting. So.
Oh, fuck this guy.
I'm not Kenneth Kimberlin. You don't need the money.
Man, okay. Jay's working as a lawyer and a production manager.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Dan had a lot of jobs.
And Colton didn't realize that his last name's been changed to Rasmussen. my business and legal affairs attorney, Kevin Hazlett.
Right. Did Kevin know he was this guy's attorney?
Right. Instead, Kevin was our attorney against this guy. He's like, hey, that was a guy. I liked the way that guy. And he gives Kevin's number,
yep,
the office number, has also agreed to provide the court with what he knows of my interactions and events.
So, by the way, a lot of his interactions with the judge, like he's like just asking stupid stuff, says, you can either talk to my court opponent attorney, which they really did, or my other attorney, Kevin Hazlett. So Kevin's listed a lot in all of these.
11-11 and 11-21 and 11-11, 11-12-21. Anna, Colton, and Jay can be subpoenaed, issued a Dukakis tecum via attorney Hazlett at
his
Kevin's
business address.
The work we do together is on a web series that I co-own with business partners. I write the content, do the voiceover, and Anna, Colton, and Jay
Dream Team
edit the series.
Sweet.
Wow. What else do I do?
Produce it, add voice work, and they host it on an internet platform at the recording studio.
I should have run that by you before. Sorry, Bubs.
Yeah, using my equipment to host Kenneth Kimberlin.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The Kenneth Kimberlin show.
That's why we're having a problem with our computer right now. They got us a virus.
Sorry about that, Bubs.
Yeah, Kevin recorded last night.
Anna got us a fucking
I did Floppy Gaps, and I did a Kenneth Kimberlin special.
Yeah. She's here till midnight in the building on Tuesdays. Jay Diaco is an expert witness who has agreed to testify on my behalf if the court approves of him and if his background is recognized by the court. Jay is a former Florida bar attorney. He has him mixed up with Steve.
Well, yeah.
Legal consultant and current business partner. The recording and telecommunications industry, to be clear, Jay, Anna, and Colton have had a specific contact with me and documentation from 11-11 and 11-12-21, and we have known each other for 10 years.
Anna, you didn't tell me you've been hanging out with this guy for 10 years.
That's so crazy. I know he's familiar. Yeah, I met him in Sydney. Sorry about that, Bubs.
He was out hanging 10.
Yeah, he was at Bondi. Met him in Sydney. So sorry.
Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, Detention Corporal somebody and Detention Deputy Allen somebody who work in the South Division of the jail, can testify to the situation that other witnesses documented on. Now, what's 11-11 and 11-12? Is that the day he violated probation bliss?
I think that might have been the day he came here, and then the next day when he was arrested, maybe?
Oh, okay. Please let my public defender attorney, Amy, whoever.
Well, it says, and they will verify certain aspects of future opportunities for me to avail myself to.
Please consider this an appeal request or a continuance of the court date until you make a ruling on all of the above. Blitz, is it just him that's just trying to put ruling after ruling after ruling just to fuck the system up?
I honestly think he has a condition and
now, Blitz, I wonder if. Now, we have a restraining order against him, do we not?
Correct.
Would it be a violation of the restraining order if I was to do a jailhouse interview with him?
He cannot talk to you. And I don't know the legalities, but I don't think you can reach out to him.
Oh, okay.
So
I wonder if I could get a court order. I'm sorry. I wonder if Kevin or somebody could draw up, you know.
Kevin is his attorney too as well.
So. Right, I understand. Sure. Conflict.
Yeah.
Privileged.
Sorry, and I'm actually a sound engineer. So.
Oh, okay.
If you do an
interview, make sure you're there for sound, okay?
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
Blitz, I'm wondering if we turn this all around and we go in front of the court and we say we would like to interview him in jail. Now, it may not be able to do that if you have a standing, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather keep the order in place. But
Dorian Gray, $15.50 super chat. Listen, Blitz and I aren't in this letter. We'll go interview him,
I would love. I could see your interview, Slummy. He'd have you. He'd
I'd be like, are you cuckoo for fucking Cocoa Puffs?
You know what happened, Lummy? Here's what happened. Here's what happened.
He was so bamboozled, Lummy.
Hold on. This is...
You're about to be Jodie Foster in the Silence of the Lambs.
I was just getting ready to say. You remember the? Remember they had Anthony Hopkins in the room? Yeah. Like, there's no way he could get out.
Hannibal Lecter.
And the fucking, the Lummy, all he had to do was slide the tray underneath the fucking deal. Next thing you know,
here you go. Oh, you're hungry? Okay, here's one of the
keys. Next thing you know, you see Anthony Hopkins slit his throat and he swallowed the key and... That's what happened, Lummy.
Lummy, you couldn't. You buckled for a phone call. How are you gonna talk to this guy face to face?
Yeah, Lummy, you buckle. You're a buckler. You buckle.
I was in control the whole time behind the truck. Okay,
Lummy, you're not
gonna spear him.
Lummy. Yeah. You're not near the interviewer. I am.
Well, I know, but you can't. So, like, I would have
well,
that as a backup.
We don't.
And
we don't know
do
that we don't know that we can't. I'm gonna get a hold of Kevin and see if we can do a reverse Zabidah end around. And request a jailhouse interview to get to the bottom of this.
Hey, Kenneth, are you available next Thursday? I need someone to come over to my house and watch my kid. I'll bail you out right now if you can come watch my kid.
I'll be like, Kenneth, first of all, buddy, where are you coming up with this?
Right.
Like, bud, like, what in the fuck, buddy?
As a sound engineer, I can tell you he's not well.
Don't cut yourself short. Sound engineer three.
Number three, sorry.
With former attorney Jay Diaco.
Don't forget Colton Rasmus's son.
Is Kevin familiar with this?
I don't think so.
Hi, this is Kevin Hazlett, soon to be congressman, 13th district.
He's probably hanging out with...
I'm hanging out with...
Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis.
I'm hanging out with...
at their pool.
Ronald Reagan's third cousin. Ronald Reagan. And things are great. Raise some money. I raised $110,000 about 15 minutes ago.
He's fundraising right now. He's holding the flag up at the beach.
He ain't doing that.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah, Bubba who?
Bubba what?
I'm gonna
what
look
is at, a love sponge?
I'm going to look into this, Blitz, because you know that he would... First of all, I think the media can request an interview with an inmate.
I believe so.
I think you can. And they have to grant it.
Don't have to.
No. They look at it and they can grant it. I'm sure. Sorry. That's what I meant. They look on it a case by case basis and they can grant it or they cannot grant it. But more often than not, they usually don't have a problem with it.
Right.
As long as it's not like a rib or anything like that. This is a legitimate interview. Now, what might put a damper on all this is the fact that I got a standing 3-year restraining order against this guy.
Mm hmm.
And so I don't know, but I got to think that it might be, really good shit. And Blitz, I mean, if they do jailhouse, I mean, I think you're allowed like a camera. I mean, they check all your shit.
Right.
Would you go with me?
Oh, I mean, wouldn't you rather have a sound engineer with you?
No, I don't want to. No,
the third.
I would prefer Anna not to be there. That might trigger him.
Right.
But me and you.
I mean, if you want me to, I'll go there.
And you might as well bring Jay.
He's production manager.
And Kevin.
Former attorney.
Everyone gets to go but me.
Production manager.
Anna, I would love for you to go, but you can see where he might just go come unglued with you.
What about you?
Well, it's different for
He's
me.
Not in the letter either.
You know, Anna's almost a trained killer now. She might help us all out.
Yeah, right.
Choke that guy out.
Choke me out.
Yeah.
The world I live in. No, I was just trying to put you over, babes. Just doing a job.
You didn't have to lick your lips.
No, he brushed his lips with his hand.
You could have sold it better.
Help me out, buddy.
Yeah, man. Leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah, man. Leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah.
God, you're stupid.
I don't know what the fuck's going on right now.
Lovey's oblivious as to what anything
I
what
am. I don't know what the fuck is
Lovey
going on.
Lovey has no idea what's even going on.
Neither do I.
Yeah, see?
I guess you were in a dream state.
I was in a deep state, not a dream state. I'll be be taping another chicken sandwich deal hopefully this weekend. Maybe with a burnout Willie.
What are you thinking about going for the second one?
Thinking about going to maybe.
I want you to go to a checker, so you have to digitally talk to the AI person.
Oh yeah,
we gotta think of a now, kind of.
I want you to go to a Popeyes in the Hood.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know there's one.
Yeah, there is.
Right up to some.
That's where most of them are at.
Yeah, it's on Armenia.
You gotta go.
Now, go Blitz deep in the Hood. Is the checkers.
I don't know.
Near, well,
I've only been to one checkers in the past like year and a half.
All right. Well, could you give me?
I'll try to find out.
I know the answer is yes. Could you find me a checkers that is AI so yeah. I go to the right one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And just go to the one on North Nebraska Avenue, 2002.
Is it AI?
Oh, yeah, that one is.
That's the ghetto one.
It's great.
Go to Salem's.
They don't have a chicken
doesn't
sandwich.
Doesn't matter. Just go.
No, we're doing chicken sandwiches, bitch. Salem's doesn't have it.
It doesn't matter.
It's noon.
I don't think Checkers even has that kind of chicken sandwich, though.
But just they have chicken sandwiches, and just the ordering process and stuff is worth it alone.
Big buck, 1,000 stars.
Quit trying to get me off of my AI Checkers chicken sandwich experience.
Well, I was just saying is they don't have like the same chicken sandwich that
Who
the rest of them have.
Who gives a fuck? Okay. Do they got a chicken sandwich? Does Checkers go peep the menu on you? Anna?
I am right now. Let me look.
I guarantee
they have a classic Mother Cruncher.
Yeah, there you go. Classic Mother Cruncher.
What the fuck is that?
Just a chicken sandwich.
Okay, well, there you go.
Does it say Classic Mother Cruncher?
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called the Classic Mother Cruncher.
Then I got to order one of those. Hello, I'll take two Classic Mother Crunchers.
I will say it's...
One, the way it comes, and then two with ketchup and cheese only.
Two?
The new gimmick on the sandwich is I'm going to buy two. And I'll show the camera what it looks like stock, and then the way I get mine.
I know, you just said an original one, and two, the way you like it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bubba, I don't think you need to get the way it originally is. People can imagine what like a tomato looks like. Yeah.
Okay.
People no, just say, like, you know, normally it would
yeah,
have...
Yeah, you have to buy it.
Because, like, the Mother Cruncher has some kind of weird the squawk sauce, whatever that
yeah.
means.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, and at that point, it's going to give me a false value
God
of what
am
I now buying two sandwiches.
Right,
I'm
right.
Be able to
just say, oh, normally it has lettuce, a squawk sauce, and tomato.
Right. But I'm just gotten cheese and cauliflower.
Actually, yeah. You know what, Blitz? Part of my ordering process, when I said, hello, welcome... Like, yeah, I like to get a Mother Cruncher. And what comes on that? I'll make them say it to
okay,
me.
Okay, there you go.
Like, what comes on that?
There
like,
you go.
Yeah, fucking make them work
yeah,
for their $15
make
an
that
hour.
Fucking AI bitch say something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what's she going to do when you say that?
Yeah, I'd be like, how does it?
Yeah, I'm working here, and the AI doesn't know what you need to know.
Whoa. Can you put AI back on?
No. What do you want?
What does that chicken
You
mother-
broke the AI. What'd you tell it?
I asked it what came stock on the Mother Cruncher.
Why do you care?
Because I only want ketchup and cheese
That's
on
That's all you got to say. Why you got to ask what you ain't going to get anyway?
Whoa. I like Blitz Ghetto Black Drive-Thru Girl.
I've been to that Checkers before. I know how it is.
You've been to that one too many
That's our
times,
new character,
right?
Blitz Black Checker Drive-Thru Girl.
Holy shit.
I love it. That's the most funniest you've been in 10 years, motherfucker.
That Checker scares me.
Can you imagine?
That's how that checker sounds. I've been there before.
Can you imagine if you pull the checkers and go, first of all, I just want to let you know I'm scared. I'm scared.
Oh, no. Well. A guy got shot in the fucking bus stop that's right outside.
Shit. Yeah, there's like a bus, and they're all like a bunch of people are sitting on buckets. And
yeah, man, welcome to motherfucking checkers on Nebraska. What you want?
Yep.
First of all,
you don't break the AI.
I'm a little bit scared, sir. You guys have. Yeah, man, motherfucker just got shot up at a bus station a few minutes ago, so what the fuck you want?
Yeah.
I'd like to have a...
I didn't know I was at Salem's.
Mother Cruncher. Yeah, motherfucker, what kind of... We want the motherfucking Cruncher? Yeah, I'd like to have a Mother Cruncher.
Would you call me?
Sir, what's the squawk sauce?
What, bitch?
What's
you ain't getting it anyway, so what does the fucking matter?
Not your mother. I'd like to have a Mother Cruncher.
Bitch, get your ass in the window, dog.
Are you strapped? Because I am too, bitch.
Yeah.
I got fucking Blitz's green dot Willie.
I hold mine sideways, too.
Mine's got a silencer on it, and I got the stamps, bitch. What about you? What you got? What you got, bitch?
Me and the 50 guys around the checkers coming at you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, you drive the smart car there too, Bubba. A lot of guys in the that area like the smart car.
No, a lot.
I'm gonna drive the Crown Vic. They'll be fucking scattering.
Make way.
And that's a fake police car. That motherfucker's an 04.
The problem is, there's a lot of Crown Vics around there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so the Checkers chicken sandwich isn't exactly like what everyone, you know, like what everyone else is, but just the ordering process alone is worth it. And then you could review their version of it, which
which is shitty.
Yeah.
Might be good. Who knows?
No, I don't think so.
So far, we got McDonald's at a 6.8. That's what we got. Based on value, bun flippage, yippee-o. I'm going to probably go do one today, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's the Checkers?
I don't fucking know where I'm doing one.
Oh,
yeah. Depends on what your palate
What's
says.
My fish? Do I got fish food out back?
Sure do.
Is it in the container?
No, it is in the shed.
Okay. And how much do I give them?
I'm going to bring like a little solo cup out there. You just give them like a half a solo cup. Because you probably just do it in the front.
How often, Lummy?
Twice a week. So if you do it today.
Half a solo cup twice a week?
That's it?
No, that's way too much. There's only a couple little tiny fish in that
there's
pond.
There's way more than that because you have the whole other backside, too.
Oh, okay.
The backside.
And there's nothing wrong with overfeeding them.
Right.
So they're fat.
Say that's a problem?
Right. Well, the problem is they won't eat it right away, and then it turns the algae bad.
Oh. Mm.
That's
right,
a problem.
Here's the problem.
We have the catfish, though.
The problem is I got to cut.
I know.
These fucking spots.
I know you do.
And then edit them. And then get them to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that really put a fucking damper on all this bullshit we're having here today.
Right.
Make sure, you know what? A lot of you people that are like, I need everybody that's either watching this live as it's happening or goes on later to watch this to make sure that you're following us on both YouTube and Facebook. You have to. It doesn't cost nothing. Just follow us.
Yeah. It's a click.
It's a click, bitch.
Click that shit.
Click the shit, bitch. Thank you. Anna?
Yes?
Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Lummy, what's your day involve?
I will be going out to feed the goats, going home, seeing little Walker, and coming back down here.
To do a deal?
Yes, sir.
And are you going to make, and when you come back, bring the red solo cup and literally just put it by the fish food? Because I'm going to probably try to feed the fish.
And sounds if you're going to do it like fairly often, just feed them a tiny little bit. That's okay.
Like yeah, like if you go like out there, maybe like cup. A tiny little handful.
Okay.
We'll be fine.
Does it say fish food on it? Maybe I don't even need a fucking solo cup. I'll just take literally a handful and throw it out there.
It's in a brown bag.
And does it say fish fucking
it says
food?
It says fish.
Okay.
Fish fucking food.
Blitz, love you, bud. And,
you too?
And
I'll be here all day.
Shh, 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 shh. I'm not Mike.
Farting.
Okay. What? He's not. He's,
what are you fucking doing?
What?
I didn't.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Last minute, I pulled off.
I'm fucked.
Oh,
last minute, I pulled out.
Great.
Lummy, last minute.
Get sick.
Bob's, I got a wedding this weekend.
They just rescinded the fucking mask mandate, man.
I got a fucking two-day wedding this weekend.
Don't worry, I'm going to Denver. I'm going up there next.
Fucking Denver.
Last minute, I didn't fart, and I didn't put it on the microphone. I kept it inside, and I didn't fart into the microphone. So everybody, burn a fucking timeout.
It was a close call.
Chill out. Be humble.
Pulled out just in time.
That's your show for today. Everybody have a great day. Follow, like, subscribe, all of it. I want to see our numbers go up on YouTube and Facebook. I know exactly how many followers we got and how many subscribers. I better see a fucking little blip today.
And download.
I bust my fucking ass for you guys. Is it too much to follow, like, subscribe our Facebook and our YouTube? No, it's free, bitches.
And if you're the only idiot left that doesn't have the BAR app or even TuneIn or something, download it because tomorrow's after show will be only on there.
Yeah, go to wherever you get your apps and type in Bubba Army. Go get the app because tomorrow's after show, that's the motherfucking only place you're going to find it.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's free.
Fucking free. $0. So, Jews, get in there.
Whoa.
What?